We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senators consider how to replace Justice Ginsburg. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The first debate for the U.S. Senate seat was held this past weekend in Kansas. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Smoke from area wildfires continues to make its way into south central Kansas, and it looks like our quiet, dry weather pattern will continue at least for now. Our full forecast is on the way.
Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate are preparing for a political battle as President Trump has vowed to fill the vacant seat of late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. More from Fox's John Decker.
The argument that's being put out there by Democrats is if you just look back 4 years ago, what took place with the Merrick Garland nomination and some of the things that were said in regards to that nomination by some of the players that are involved in this nomination, which will be announced this week, the things that were said by Mitch McConnell, his actions, the things that were said by Lindsey Graham as well, and that perceived hypocrisy is obviously something that Democrats right now are certainly playing up among their base.
Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Susan Collins are the only Republican senators to say they would not support a confirmation vote to fill the Supreme Court vacancy before the November election. Ginsburg died Friday due to complications of cancer of the pancreas. She was 87. A one-vehicle crash Saturday south of El Dorado killed a Tawanda man. It happened in the 1300 block of Southwest Highway 77. Emergency crews found a Chevy pickup truck in a ravine. The truck, driven by 47-year-old Jeffrey Glaves of Tawanda, had apparently gone airborne, then down into a ravine before striking an embankment. Glaves was killed in the accident. A pedestrian died after he ran onto an interstate Saturday night. The Kansas Highway Patrol said 20-year-old Caleb Rowson of Minneapolis, Kansas, died after he was struck by an SUV on Interstate 135 about 12 miles north of Wichita. The three occupants of the SUV were not hurt. The Republican nominee for Kansas' open Senate seat has called for quick action to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Representative Roger Marshall also dismissed his Democratic opponent's disavowal of Green New Deal environmental proposals so often during a Saturday debate that she admonished him to, quote, stop deceiving voters. Marshall repeatedly attacked Democratic nominee and State Senator Barbara Boyer for switching parties in late 2018, suggesting she had embraced liberal values. She said several times that she opposed the Green New Deal as unrealistic and told Marshall he was, quote, running over the truth. The debate was the first for the candidates and was heard here on KNSS. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Celeste Rassette from the Save Century 2 Coalition tells KNSS News the coalition was surprised that the city of Wichita was suing them.
Filed a lawsuit naming Carl Peter John and myself after we had turned in all the signatures. So yeah, we had no idea they were preparing to do this. We had to scramble quickly to reply to the lawsuit. We're filing an appeal this Friday, the deadline for the appeal, and we're going to fight back.
Celeste Brissett was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. The Bobcat fire continues to elude firefighters in California 2 weeks after it erupted in the San Gabriel Mountains. Fox's Christina Coleman has the latest.
The rain in the Pacific Northwest and cooler temperatures here in California are helping firefighters gain some ground on these fires, but dozens of them are still burning in steep and rugged terrain here in the West. The Bobcat Fire northeast of Los Angeles, where I'm at right now, has doubled in size since last week. It's burned more than 91,000 acres in 14 days. New evacuation orders were issued for some desert communities as strong winds pushed this fire further north. It destroyed some homes and the Nature Center at the Devil's Punch Bowl Natural Area, a geological site that more than 130,000 people visit each year.
State officials say it is the worst fire season in California's history. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs were in Los Angeles facing the Chargers yesterday. We'll tell you all about that coming up in sports.
The pandemic having an impact on a traditional fundraising campaign. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning. September 21st, by the way, the last day of summer. The coronavirus pandemic is having an impact on a traditional fundraising campaign.
The Salvation Army has kicked off its annual holiday appeal early this year as it expects a 155% increase in the number of people requesting assistance this holiday season, from 2.6 million people to about 6.5 million. Salvation Army National Commander Kenneth Hodder says he also expects a drop in the red kettle donations.
Fewer retail stores, less traffic at those stores, the fact that people are carrying less cash, and the fact that many people who have given to the Salvation Army over the years are now unemployed.
Commander Hodder says to combat the expected decrease, donations can be made online at rescuechristmas.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A suspect has been arrested after poison-tainted mail was detected this past week before reaching its destination, the White House. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
A woman suspected of sending an envelope with ricin to the White House has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. The letter was intercepted at a governmental facility that screens mail. Reportedly, the letter originally came from Canada.
According to officials, the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers near Buffalo, New York, and is expected to face federal charges. A Nebraska man claimed he shot and killed a man in self-defense after being attacked during social justice protests in Omaha. Months later, he was indicted. Now, he's dead.
Jacob Gardner of Omaha was a white business owner charged with manslaughter for shooting and killing a black man during protests there. Gardner committed suicide, found dead Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. Last Tuesday, a grand jury formally charged 38-year-old Gardner in the death of James Scurlock, who Gardner shot May 30th during a protest outside Gardner's Omaha bar. Gardner claimed self-defense. His lawyer says he went to California after the shooting and was shaken after the grand jury's indictment. An arrest warrant was approved on Friday, and he was supposed to return to Omaha on Sunday to face the charges. But he killed himself instead. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning.
Continue to watch for a potential traffic slowdown around a couple of traffic accidents that we've had this morning. K254 and Webb Road. Traffic accident there. We've also had the report of a traffic accident at 2nd and Topeka. 2nd and Topeka. And you know, we've actually still got some slow traffic on K96 right around Rock Road at the moment as well. Traffic update 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the Monday morning forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and quiet start to the work week, we expect to be mostly sunny today. Some hazy conditions yet again with temperatures in the mid-70s by noontime, 80 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 56. And tomorrow, some moisture from the tropical storm well off to the south in the Gulf may bring some clouds our way. Tuesday's high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
How about this? Got a little fog and mist right now. 56 degrees, and we have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 8:12, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A partly cloudy day across south-central Kansas Sunday with plenty of smoke from those fires in the west. Wichita's high temperature was 77 degrees. Normal high for the date, 81. After we had been in contact with a person tested positive for COVID-19, Jad and I took the week off last week. We've both been tested, and we're both negative for COVID. And we've got Ted, who's taking a little time off. He's going to return to the show here in a few days. So that's what's happening with Steve and Ted. And it's 8:12 now here on this Monday morning. Like I said, last day of summer. Tomorrow we start fall, officially.
Yeah.
Yeah. A London woman is lucky to be alive after falling out of a car window onto a passing highway while filming a Snapchat video. Police say the woman was dangling out the window while the car drove down the M25 motorway. Neither she nor anyone else was seriously hurt. More than 259 fatal selfie accidents have been recorded worldwide between 2011 and 2017. So there you go. You've got to be careful there when you're doing a dangling out a car window while doing a selfie. Doesn't sound like a real good idea to me. All right, 8:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And over the weekend, again, had some great weather, except for that smoke, and got out to see my granddaughters, Jocelyn and Mary, cheer for the first time. They are cheerleaders at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton out on the west side, and they had a football game, and Mary and Jocelyn and their friends cheered. So, you know, I go out, I'm watching the cheerleaders, right? And I told the guy, they said, yeah, I'm just here for the cheerleaders, which is pretty much what it was for me in high school, too. But these are my granddaughters.
Ah.
They did a heck of a job. That was one cheer they made up that I thought was really cute, and they actually made it up. So there you go. They're started on down the road, as you will.
Hey.
8:14 now, Steve and Ted. Of course, we've got the Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away Friday in a big political battle now in an election year. And Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It doesn't happen. It happens every few years, I guess. But one of the things that Jad and I were talking about is if there is a nominee put up in front of for the Senate to consider, is it a simple majority vote to replace, or there's 50 votes, 60 votes? You know how that works, Rachel?
Yes, this would be a simple majority vote. So what happened was in 2017. The Senate got rid of the Supreme Court filibuster, which would have required 60 votes to confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. So this is a simple majority. Now, there's already a couple of Republican senators that are expressing that they would like the next president, whether if it's Trump or Biden, to select the nominee. Those are Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. But it would take four Republicans to do that, to side essentially with Democrats and say we want to wait here. So that is one scenario that could play out. A couple of names to keep an eye on. Mitt Romney is one. Utah senator, he was the only Republican during the impeachment trial to vote to convict President Trump. There's also Cory Gardner of Colorado. He is in a tough reelection battle. So, again, it would take four. I think that's a tall order, because if you look at Mitt Romney, it's a very different situation than the impeachment trial. He's going to be considering what his constituents want, which is the conservative justice on the Supreme Court. So he'll be weighing his decision, I would think, quite some time, maybe not as long as we think, but Mitch McConnell, again, the leader of the Senate, saying he wants to move forward sooner rather than later.
So if we got a conservative, they get in there and they don't turn out to be quite as conservative or liberal as we thought. But let's say we did get a conservative, the president put somebody up, and a conservative went in. What would the balance then be? Would it be more of a 6-3, 5-4, 5-4 still?
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Yeah.
Had a lot of
fun. Ginsburg.
We've had a lot of 5-4 decisions over the past few years.
Yes. We certainly have.
But that's what.
Look, this is. But here's where 2020 gets even crazier. If you thought it was crazy already, Democrats are saying that if they don't see those four Republicans swing over, that they will use every tool in their disposal to make sure this doesn't happen. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on ABC's week yesterday, not ruling out impeachment either. of President Trump and or William Barr, the Attorney General. And that's where it's just this year just cannot get any wackier. I keep saying that and then something else wacky.
No kidding. The wacky meter is just about pegged over there. Okay. Well, listen, it's going to be, to say the least, it's going to be interesting for all of us, but especially for you there in Washington. So good luck to you here in the weeks ahead. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington talking about that Supreme Court nominee. The president has said he's going to put a woman's name forward here sometime here in the next few days. So here we go. It's going to be a real interesting ride. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this beautiful Monday morning. A little foggy out there, but we've got sports now. Jad Chambers is doing the sports desk for us this morning. Good morning, Jad.
Yes, and it was, came right down to the wire. Yeesh.
Yes.
Yesterday.
And then some.
Exactly. So, Harrison Butker looking at a 58-yard field goal with a minute 55 remaining in overtime. Can the Kansas City Chiefs survive their matchup with the Los Angeles Chargers? You heard it yesterday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis with the call.
Butker will try this again. A 58-yard attempt. He's had plenty of leg on the first two attempts. Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good! Harrison Butker, money, 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 penalty. Try to freeze him. He thaws the Chargers with a 23-20 walk-off 58-yard field goal, tying a Chiefs record, his own record that he tied earlier in the game.
That's right, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank goodness for him.
Yeah. 58-yarder.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he was looking at a 53-yarder, and then they had that penalty.
And dropped him back five more.
Dropped him back another 5 yards. Then they, you know, the Chargers tried to ice him. He actually got that kick away and made it.
He made three in a row
right there, basically. Yeah, exactly. So here's the big question. Icing the kicker, is it the right move? Well, that depends on the kicker, I suppose. Butker doesn't think so.
I think I just got a little bit more angry every kick. So the first one, I thought they called timeout, and then I realized it was a false start. But going into the second one, they called timeout again. So in my head, that's two timeouts. And then I think I even looked at the Chargers sideline because I was like, come on, man, I'm trying to finish this game and get back to Kansas City. So that third one I felt like was my best kick. And, I mean, to have two practice kicks before that is only going to help you. And
yeah,
that's a way to look at it. But that's a heck of an attitude.
Yeah, a practice kick.
He didn't feel it at all. He didn't choke at all.
Yeah. Nope, he did not. He put it right through.
Mm.
And the Chiefs win. Now, after a Thursday season opener and a Sunday afternoon game yesterday, the Chiefs in week three traveling to Baltimore for a game on Monday Night Football.
There you go.
That's right, for a matchup with the Ravens. They've been kind of all over the calendar there. Now, speaking of Monday Night Football, programming tonight over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. At 6 o'clock, it's the Chiefs Kingdom Show after that Chiefs win, and that's followed at 7 by Monday Night Football. This week, it's the New Orleans Saints visiting the brand-new Allegiant Stadium to face the Las Vegas Raiders. That's tonight at 7 over on KFH. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Royals yesterday 5-3. And they swept that three-game interleague series. There's only two series left for the Kansas City Chiefs, both of them at Kauffman Stadium here in 2020. The Royals start a three-game series against the Cardinals tonight at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch at 7:05. And the U.S. Open, well, Bryson DeChambeau has won the U.S. Open at Winged Foot in New York, his first major title, shooting a 67 on Sunday to finish at 6-under. The next, this third round leader, Matthew Wolf, shot a 75. He was 6 strokes back. So DeChambeau won it running away.
Handily.
Yeah. The third person in history to win an NCAA title, a U.S. amateur, and the U.S. Open. And that means that DeChambeau's in good company because that puts him next to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
A couple of good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of decent golfers there. So congratulations to Bryson DeChambeau, this year's U.S. Open champion. And that is sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean blames the mayor for pandemic problems in New York City. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.